Welcome to the podcast where we talk about all things blended families. I share my personal journey, again I repeat, my personal journey from a stepmom's perspective. It is also a time for reflections and new realizations. Join me as I try to unpack the last 16 years of my life. This is my story, and in case of any exaggeration or dramatization, trust me, it's purely coincidental. To Mike and my family, and also my extended family, sorry, not sorry.
Here we are at episode 9 of the Stepmom podcast. I didn't think I'd reach this far, but here I am. This podcast has been one of the hardest things I've ever had to do this year, but it's also fulfilling and it's therapy. So today we're going to talk about the blended family and social media. I've walked this journey for the last, when did I reach a fashionable stepmom? I think 2016, and here we are in 2023, and I'm still called fashionable stepmom. People would ask, why would you not change your name? So I wouldn't want to change my name because I'm speaking for a stepmom somewhere. You know, I want to change the narrative. The evil stepmom came from somewhere. There's a stepmom somewhere who was mean. There's a stepmom somewhere who created that narrative, and I want to change that narrative. So that is why I can't change my title to maybe Reed Catherine. Because I'm not going through blended family issues because it's been years. It's been, being a stepmom has taken maybe half of my adult life. It's taken me years to find the balance, to be able to talk about it in a more lighter, but yet still deep conversations and the stereotype of a stepmom. I still think many people don't want to own the title. We have many stepmoms, many stepdads in our African society. Polygamy is considered the usual. And maybe someone will say, why do you have to label it? You know, no one wants to label it. They just want to be quiet about the elephant in the room. So here is my story or my perspective of my title, The Fashionable Stepmom, and social media. When I was starting, it was a different space. Again, my intention was to change the narrative of an evil stepmom. I thought I'd share that there are good stepmoms. They are out there, good people. And I hope that I have been able to do that. Many people tell me, you know, I have been able to forgive maybe a stepmom. I've given insight into the journey. And as you grow older, you're an adult, you realize that it was not an easy thing for her to do. Again, if you ask me, men play a very big role in supporting you as a stepmom, you as his choice, and you as the wife. Men play a very big role. I cannot sit on this seat if Mike has not stamped, you know, my presence, my role in the family. When I meet you guys and you talk about how my journey as a stepmom has really impacted you positively, I really, really get happy. In the inside, I'm giggling like a teenager. I'm happy that, you know, it's not just fashion. They understand that I'm breaking the stereotype of a stepmom. That is why I started this channel in the first place. And fashion was just to make the conversation lighter. It was to make the conversation palatable for us to discuss the big elephant in the room. And I think we should be able to do that. We should be able to identify this is a blended family. First of all, I think many people don't know that they're in a blended family. And I think that's not fair for the people who are in it. It's our duty as adults to be open and free with our children. We need to talk about it. I know many people who have been told a very different narrative. Imagine a child growing up and they've been told, this is Auntie So-and-so, let's go visit Auntie So-and-so, and enter the father's car and actually went to a place. They entered the house, and when they looked at the house, there was the father's picture together with this lady. And they're like, okay, what are we doing? So the child gets confused. I've had so many stories like that. So as adults, let us say the truth. Now, when it comes to admitting the truth as a blended family, and social media, I've had many positives and not so negative comments. One of those which I can say was negative is like, was when someone would say, you know what you're getting yourself into, and that's a topic for another day. I'd return the answer and ask, when you're dating someone, did you know what you're getting yourself into? So they say, you know, you knew what you're getting yourself into. You knew the children were there. Yes, he was honest, but I had no idea how tough it was going to be. I'm resilient. That's why I'm here today. And Mike is my friend. I'm really... Do I have regrets? I still would really give him a chance still, even if you told me as kids. Being a content creator in a blended family is stiff or tough. It has its up and downs. It also limits me. For example, am I able to bring my children in the limelight, my stepkids? Number one, you have to seek permission from their parents, which is quite tricky. Number two, they also have to consent. And sometimes they also have opinions in terms of being in a blended family. I have mine. It's come from a stepmom's perspective, but for them, they are stepchildren, and you cannot, they're not here to tell you about or to inform you the perspective as a stepchild. You're only hearing my story. And that's why I always say it's my story. There are many versions to it. To be honest, there's my version and their version. And sometimes I really would like to hear from the stepchildren their opinion, what they think about being in a blended family, because they don't have a choice, to be honest, what your parents' decisions are, how it would affect you. So that's a story for another day. I would really like to invite different perspectives on this podcast, but for now, it's the perspective of a stepmom. Let me give you a few interactions that I've had about coming here and boldly talking about blended families. And people ask, why is it necessary? You can just keep quiet and do what you're doing without having to tell us. But like I said, I'm breaking the narrative. I'm breaking the stereotype of a negative or an evil stepmom. Is it easy? Definitely not. Is it easy to raise someone's child? Definitely not. If it were a choice, maybe that's why it happened to me when I was 22. Right now, at my age, I really don't think I can, because I understand better. At 38, I understand better. And God always has the perfect timing. He knew that, you know, I had to be that young and naive to enter this situation. I thought that it is as easy as I love you, you love me. So I still thought it was going to be a fairy tale. And now looking back, sometimes I get worried about how is it going to be if we didn't have Mike in the picture. Story for another day. You see how many stories for another day I have. The context of a blended family is so diverse. It's something that most people tend to keep it private, which I don't agree with it, because then again, how will you learn if I don't share my experiences on the ground? You know, there's fashionable stepmom with the makeup and clothes. I make it look easy, but session on the ground, things are tricky. There are many, many days you sit and sometimes ask yourself, why did I say yes? So yeah, it's not as rosy as it looks, but again, I'm here so that people can learn, so that a stepmom somewhere can be encouraged, a stepmom somewhere can be able to own it and say, you know what? I'm their stepmom, and it's okay to be their stepmom. It is fine. It's not a negative word. I think it took a while to figure out what a stepmom is. I think it was in school. There's one day he came home and told me that the friend watches me on YouTube. The friend's mom watches me on YouTube. And I was like, okay, that's fine. The friend insisted my mom watches you. I didn't see it as a big deal. I didn't understand that, you know, having his mom being a stepmom. Does he even understand his mom being a stepmom? I don't think he does. I don't think he does, but yeah, it's tough for me when it comes to such events. I remember, and I still do clearly. So there are a few ways that me being on the limelight, I couldn't create a bubble in the families that has affected or that affects me and things I'd love to change. For example, number one, when people always ask about the children on the channel, as they get older, they are allowed to decide not to come in or to come on the channel and to come to create content with me. Number two, I do get worried about in school. That's why maybe I don't go to school functions. I don't want to come in the picture and make life difficult for my son. For Because sometimes you don't know what conversation the mother had with the child when the mother say, "I watch you on social media, on YouTube." Is it from a positive place? Is it from a negative place? When I go to school and interact with these parents, you come on and nipima. You know, sometimes you feel there's a lot of kunipima akili, for lack of a better word. Someone comes with that perspective of who they think you are. Being a stepmom, no one knows how I became a stepmom. Was I a stepmom because I came and took someone? Am I a stepmom because I'm a second wife or a third wife? Am I a stepmom because I've said yes to a situation? And on that note, I didn't know until last year when someone was asking me, you know, are you okay with being a second wife? And I said, what? Is that what I'm portraying? Is that what you've been watching all these years? And it makes sense why sometimes women ask me on the side, you know, they think that I'm living together happily with the kid's mom, and it's not, you know. My kid's divorced and we got married. So here we don't have polygamy, it's a blended family. The difference between polygamy and a blended family is totally different. So I do get many people who have it confused. I get many people also who will meet me and they will think, you know what, she does it so effortlessly. Yes, I do, because I've learned to extend grace to the situation. There are days which are difficult, very difficult. It doesn't mean that I come on here with my problems, looking like, you know, my emotional state and physical state is a mess, because sometimes it is. It is tough. It is tough being a stepmom. It is tough to being a stepmom to more than one child. Now let's talk about four times that. It is tough. It is emotionally draining. You know, that's why the last episode I talked about disengaging. But then again, I say and I keep insisting, you know, if you have a partner, if you are allowed to sometimes take a backseat, I wouldn't be able to be here. Mike is a supportive partner. If you ask me, do I regret it? Some days, sometimes I ask him, you know, why? Why were you doing these things without a plan? You know, before I forget, I always worry about, is it a burden for, does he have to walk around feeling like he has to protect me? Walking around feeling like he has to explain, you know, it's all like that. My mom didn't come and break the marriage. I also think him as a boy is harder than girls. Him as a boy, he doesn't want to tell me the truth, to tell me, you know what, it's hard being fashionable stepmom's son. And I know it is, you can see in his eyes sometimes. It's a burden he has to carry. And those are the things I ask myself quietly. Maybe I would have thought about that before having a child. To be honest, I didn't. I was not as informed as I am now at 38. If it was now, I would have definitely been worried about that. I'd definitely consider it. He's now 11, and sometimes I look at him and worry. I worry a lot. Is he having to defend me and defend this union? That, you know what, I love my stepchildren, my step siblings. Okay, we don't fight at home. What she's saying is the truth. You know, what I'm portraying outside there is the truth. And I think sometimes people wonder and think that I'm not happy where I am. I'm portraying something different. No. Yeah, so I worry about that. I worry not only even for, but also for my stepchildren. Sometimes, is it too hard of a burden to carry for having a stepmom who owns it and boldly speaks about it? They want to be known to be my son, my children. I've never asked them that. That would be an interesting episode where I ask my stepchildren, how has it felt for you? Because I've only talked about my perspective. To be interesting to hear their perspective. They are adults now, and we can have honest conversations. Am I ready? You'll never be ready. You will never be ready. Have those deep conversations. Have those conversations that are difficult. It's important. That's all, folks. Catch you on episode 10. Are you enjoying it? I'd love feedback. Are you enjoying the raw Kathy, vulnerable Kathy? How did you like it? Let me know what you'd like me to talk about on this channel. Has this channel been difficult? Yes, in terms of vulnerability, but I keep coming back. Hate-love relationship. To come back here for episode 10, look out for it.